Sweden is at the forefront of environmental sustainability. I'm at Stockholm Central Station, looking at the world's first attempt to transfer body heat from one building to another. Now, the problem with Central Station is that there's too much energy, too many shops, too many people doing too many things, and that generates loads of energy, loads of heat. Instead of having to cool that energy away, here it is transformed and transferred. The idea came in a coffee break. The environment director suggested to the team, why don't we ship all this excess heat over Kongsberghuset where we can use it? This is Kongsberghuset, the office block built above the station. We're in the heating and cooling central control. These are pipes that go from the bottom of Clara Lake into the building. What we have here is free cooling from Clara Lake. So, this technology is basically just transferring heat around. It's not rocket science. It's well-known technology. And the big thing here is putting loads of stuff together, like the free cooling and heat transfer from Central Station. I am now in the Blue Hall at Stockholm City Hall, famously where the Nobel Prize banquet takes place each year. It's also where Europe will announce its green capitals for 2012 and 2013 in October. Stockholm was Europe's first green capital, and Kongsberghuset is a good example of why Stockholm is so strong environmentally. Politicians, Stockholmers and companies are actually very engaged in these issues. They find smart solutions. Stockholm is a city on water, and that's what gives the framework for development. A green and blue city. This is something that all Stockholmers relate to and strive for.